This is All Things Considered. I'm Catherine Brand. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton made North Carolina her first stop after last night's presidential debate. Clinton was at Wake Tech Community College in Raleigh today to rally supporters around her economic policies. Her voters also waiting to see how last night's debate with Republican nominee Donald Trump might affect the polls, with now just a little more than a month to go before Election Day. WUNC's Jason DeBruin was at today's rally. He joins me now from Raleigh. Hi, Jason.
Hi, good to be here.
Well, Jason, folks have been following this election closely, have spent all day deconstructing last night's debate. What did Clinton have to say about the debate during her stop today at Wake Tech?
What actually was pretty interesting to me is how little she brought it up. There were a few one-liners where she maybe mentioned a gaffe that Donald Trump had. Really, the only time that she spent any, you know, amount of serious time on it was when she referenced a portion in which Donald Trump appeared to indicate that he was a smart businessman for not paying any income taxes. So she really sort of hammered that portion home. In fact, that was really the only part of the entire 60 minutes that she was up here that the crowd booed. So other than that one time, she didn't bring it up much, but though that one time that she did bring it up, it landed pretty strong.
Well, Jason, what about her economic policies specifically? What did she outline and how did she relate them to North Carolinians?
It really all came down to a quote-unquote fairer economy. She spent a lot of time talking about how the current economy is rigged towards the top 1% and even 1/10%, but leaves out women, leaves out minorities, and leaves out those in the middle class. So if there's really one thing that she tried to hit home today was that her presidency would be one based on a fairer economy, one that rewards hard work for all families, not just those at the top 1%.
Any indication, Jason, the presidential race is having an effect on some of the important statewide elections here in North Carolina, in particular the governor's race, the race for U.S. Senate?
You know, that's a really good question. It was pretty interesting to me that during the pre-speakers, before Hillary actually came on, whenever they mentioned Hillary Clinton, of course, there was a loud crowd response. But whenever anyone mentioned Governor McCrory or Roy Cooper or even, say, HB2 or other issues that are only specific to North Carolina, it really got a louder crowd reaction than whenever anyone mentioned the national races. Now, certainly the crowd here, of course, is pretty biased towards all Democratic races, not just the one at the top of the ticket. But it was certainly interesting to me to see that the crowd really seemed to respond more to some of those statewide and local races than they did to the national race.
Well, North Carolina is certainly expected to be one of the closest races in the presidential election, one of the states that could, in fact, decide the outcome. About 40 days left to go, Jason. At this point, where do things stand?
We're definitely a purple state, a swing state, so in fact, every vote does count here, probably more so than some other states. I think it's tough to say. You know, a lot of the polls have shown Hillary and Donald Trump to be in a pretty dead heat, though I have seen some early results this morning that show that Hillary Clinton got a bit of a bump off of last night's debate. So we'll see if she can carry that through, as the campaign goes forward.
All right. Next couple of weeks going to be very interesting. WUNC's Jason DeBruin reporting from Raleigh. Jason, thanks so much for the update.
Thanks.